Perhaps we can talk a bit about the relevance of action learning and why it's important in the world today.
Well, you know, extremely relevant. If I look at my experience of the last sort of few years, as we approached the global pandemic, you know, even before that, organizations were going through experiencing an increasingly rapid rate of change. You know, we're into what is sometimes described as the second industrial revolution now, with the crossover of disciplines between different sort of professions, artificial intelligence, etc. All of this was happening before the pandemic, and then the pandemic hit. And my sort of observation, I guess, of what I saw happening was, you know, a lot of panic, a lot of recognition that we don't actually have the answers. The top scientists in the world didn't have the answers. They didn't have the vaccines. You know, they didn't know how to manage social distancing, etc. We had to work it all out on the hoof whilst trying to cope as best we could. And yet we were kind of locked into with, I guess, media, and media sometimes reflecting the clamour from the public to have sort of specific answers. If you look at how questions were being posed at the time to experts or to politicians, you know, they were kind of closed questions. You know, when will we have the vaccine? You know, when will the numbers drop? These were kind of expecting that somebody knew the answer and just needed to tell the world, and it wasn't like that. You know, the scientists, top scientists, didn't know the answers to these questions. They were having to work it out. The top politicians didn't know the answers. And eventually I noticed that, you know, partway through this period, one or two people in the public eye started to admit, I don't know, you're asking me questions I don't know the answer to. And actually, we noticed people starting to work with their not knowing. And that's action learning. Action learning is about working with not knowing, working with our ignorance. Back to Revens and what he said about Rutherford and the Cavendish laboratories, that it was working with and trading their ignorance that led to breakthroughs. And I think that's what happened with the, you know, the breakthroughs in terms of the pandemic. You know, it was when the scientists started talking closely with the social scientists. Because you can do your science, but you've also got to get your sort of science accepted and working in practice with organizations and complex political structures. So, you know, the scientists, the social scientists, the academics, the media, etc. And when, and internationally and globally as well, collaborating and learning and piloting, you know, through, you know, in different sort of regions and areas and specific areas, learning from that and then spreading the learning on a wider basis. Now, it wasn't called action learning. You know, there wasn't a kind of decision to use an action learning approach. But what I noticed, I guess, is that it was that action learning philosophy and thinking that has led to a number of the breakthroughs. I was working at the time with, you know, one organization, which was a care homes group. And, you know, their big question, if you like, because I think with action learning, it's good to start with one of the big organizational questions. Their big question really was, how can we comply with legislation? How can we keep the families safe, you know, who are in our care, and increase the opportunities for families to see their relatives in care homes? That was the big challenge that they had. Nobody had the one sort of answer to that. They had to work it through as a team. They had to collaborate. They had to work across disciplines, and they came up with a solution. Now we're in a phase post-pandemic where the questions are, you know, different types of question. So questions like, how do we make hybrid working work? You know, that's a big question a lot of organizations are wrestling with. How do we care for the mental health of our people? Another big question that, you know, I think is, you know, highly relevant, as a lot of people are experiencing post-traumatic stress following the pandemic. How do we build trust or rebuild trust after we've been through industrial disputes? You know, these are the high level questions. And I think that these are the starting points, you know, beneath which, if you're in a specific organization, profession or sector, you know, you can then sort of articulate and work out what are the questions we need to be addressing, you know, in our bank or in our government department, or in our care home group. So questioning is the key. When we don't know the answers, and we don't know the solutions. Despite the fact, as Revan said, there are always self-appointed experts who, you know, will, you know, imply that that will suggest that they do know the answers. But if you start to probe and question the thinking behind their ideas, they don't always stand up. And actually, you know, rather than looking to the experts constantly for the answers to everything, you know, sometimes it's appropriate to bring people together in groups, in what is called an action learning set or an action learning group, to collaborate, communicate with each other, ask insightful questions, which eventually will lead to new knowledge and to learning at an individual level and at a team level and at an organizational level.